The vote to raise the minimum wage is a victory for organized labor, and union officials hope it'll be the first of many victories now that Democrats control Congress. What labor wants most of all is a bill that would make it easier to form a union. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports that today business groups launched a campaign to stop that legislation.
Union membership has dropped to its lowest level in more than 60 years. Only 12% of workers now belong to unions.
The system is broken.
Jeff Farmer is organizing director for the Teamsters Union.
On the ground every day, workers face countless hurdles when they go to exercise their right to organize.
Farmer says employers use hardball tactics and take advantage of loopholes in existing law to fend off unions at all costs. Organized labor cites studies that show that half the time employers threaten to close plants if unions come in. Labor says workers who support unions often pay a heavy price. Stuart Acuff is National Organizing Director for the AFL-CIO.
Every year for the last 15 years, more than 20,000 workers in America have been fired for trying to form unions or related activity.
The legislation, backed by unions and most Democrats, is called the Employee Free Choice Act. It would rewrite the organizing rules in unions' favor, stiffening penalties for companies that harass and fire employees for seeking to join a union. Under current law, workers must vote twice, first signing a petition to request union representation and then casting secret ballots. This bill would enable workers to vote just once by signing their names on a card. Randall Johnson, a vice president of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says streamlining the process this way is completely unacceptable.
The employer doesn't even have a chance to talk about the pros and cons of unionization.
And without secret ballots, Johnson says, unions would be the ones doing the coercing. He says a union organizer could simply approach employees with this pitch.
Just join the union. It's a real easy thing to do. You just have to sign here. And oftentimes this guy can be a fairly intimidating person. It's easy for someone to look at a card and say, oh, what the heck, I'll just sign it just to get this guy off my back.
Johnson is just as concerned about another provision in the bill directed against employers who don't sign a new union contract in a timely manner. If negotiations drag on for a year or more, workers could seek arbitration.
The idea of the government coming in and imposing wages and benefits and what those levels would be, not to mention numerous other parts of a contract, is, again, unprecedented and a non-starter for us.
Today, the Chamber of Commerce launched a new coalition to fight the bill. But union officials say they expect the measure to pass the House of Representatives. AFL-CIO Legislative Director Bill Samuel says many in the new Congress want to protect pensions, health care, and the middle class.
We're looking at a situation where the 21st century may look a lot more like the 19th century in terms of whether or not we have a middle class. And the decline of unions is one of the major reasons for that.
Samuel says the country needs a strong unionized labor force. While the House is expected to approve the legislation this year, its future in the Senate is a lot less certain. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.